Good morning, Toronto. Paul Andrigo here, doing my latest episode of the Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered podcast. I have been absolutely amazed by some of the great responses I've been getting from you guys in recent weeks. I've been connecting with many of you in real life. You know, that's where we remove our fingers, sometimes pry them off of our keyboards, open that front door, get a blast of light in our faces, and actually talk to each other and have coffee and beer and even sometimes burgers, just depending on, you know, where it is that we're meeting. And for me, that is what this was always based to do. This was always about me hopefully using this as a way to start a conversation, hopefully one that, again, has to do with things that will help you in your life, whether it's, again, starting off or building your real estate empire, you know, not sure how to do it. You know, you've bought a few properties, you're not sure what your property values are. You just want to be able to be in a position where you're able to focus on the important stuff. And by that, I mean your health, and then your happiness, and then your wealth. And that's the order that I wish to attract success in my life. And if you're anything like me, then of course, don't even hesitate. Just reach out to me in whatever way you want. Head over to my website, mysoldreport.com. Very easy, you know, to connect with me through there. So today I'm starting something a little new for the Q3 of 2019 that starts in July. So in my business, Q3 starts July, August, September. So the next 3 months is going to be a very, it's going to be a combination of extreme busyness from what I can tell, and mixed in there with a little bit of time off. Obviously, a lot of people take their, you know, vacations and things like that, and I try to squeeze in a little bit of that here and there. But for the most part, I'm going to be around, which I always am in the summer and in the winter, because a lot of you guys, for that matter, you know, this is the time that you need to move. The kids are out of school. You finally have the time to maybe look for a house and make a move over to the right place for you, move up, down, out of town, into town. And again, I'm so happy to be helping you guys do that. So to make it a little bit easier, hopefully for those of you that are A, selling, and B, the ones that are buying, I also want to make sure that you guys get what I'm doing now, which is going to be the Friday top five areas for homes that have sold. And this is, of course, in terms of pricing. So this is going to be a list of the five top areas where homes sold in Toronto, the top five areas where condos sold, and the top five areas where lofts have sold. Because I've been doing this now bordering almost 20 years, I've been, again, very lucky to have had tours in pretty much every corner of Toronto and the GTA. I've done, you know, walking tours with you guys. I've helped people buy homes, buy condos, buy lofts, live work properties, like everything you can imagine under the sun. And I've handled some commercial properties as well, just along the way, because it's just part of providing a complete service to you guys, and of course rentals in there as well. So let's start off with the top five areas where homes sold in terms of, again, just the top five prices in the city. The first one, this is just, and I just going to put these in sort of a, you know, the top five, but in no particular order. And by all means, the purpose of this podcast is to connect us. So if you want details on this information, of course, the first thing to do, the easiest thing, without even having to contact me, go right to my website. And not only will you find the most active properties in these areas, but you'll also find the sold data that's available in those areas for those that were listed for sale in those areas. And you just have to sign in to access that information. And there's a lot more really good stuff that happens. Again, a lot more conversations that happen. The sold information, I believe, is one thing. The analysis, the proper analysis of it is a whole different story. So if you don't understand that information, a lot of it is not going to make sense. But I go into very specific detail, including the things that you should not do when you're selling your property. There's a lot of mistakes. I just saw a few this week that I just scratch my head. You know, all these years, I still do this. I look at it and I say, how did someone leave that much money on the table? I really do not want you guys listening to make that mistake when you're selling your property. You do make your money when you buy. So the good news about that is if you bought your property 5 years ago in Toronto, you may be sitting on a ton of money that you didn't know about. Now, at the same time, if I didn't help you buy it, I can't promise you this, but if you did buy at the peak, which was 2017, some of you may or may not like the news that you're going to hear. So it's really important for you to find out where you're sitting right now and find out if it is time to cut your losses and maybe sell and just start the process over again correctly and do it with me to make sure that you're never going to buy. Even if it is a peak market, you should not be buying at the peak pricing in that market. There's a very thorough process that I follow to make sure that you do not move into that property without sitting on some degree of equity. If you've overpaid, and there's people that over the years have paid a lot more than asking, but the difference is a lot of them didn't pay over the value of the property, what it should have been worth. And those sold over asking signs, I mean, just keep driving, because really what they're trying to do is, sucker you in, keep driving. I don't use those. I don't believe in them. And I have sold properties over asking many times. But the point is, that isn't why you should be connecting with a realtor. There should be some sort of, a human element to it. And hopefully, you hearing my voice, knowing that this is me, all the stuff you hear from me is all my product. I don't have anybody coming up with this stuff for me. This is what I do. So let me go through the top five sold areas. So on that list is Forest Hill. On that list is The Annex. On that list is Rosedale. The Bridal Path, which is almost always on the top five list. The St. Andrew Winfields area as well has also made the top five list this week. So that's the top five areas for homes that have sold in Toronto. And of course, we're talking about in the millions here. So if you're anywhere in those areas or near those areas, we need to talk, simply because you need to know that if those are the areas that are in the highest demand and those are where someone's willing to pay the most, you do not want to take any chances in undermarketing or undervaluing your property, because of the fact that I currently do not have any listings in those areas right now. The bad news is those people who did sell in that area, they did not have their property on my property podcast segments, meaning that when you're listed with me, when you're one of my featured property that I choose through a very selective process, you also get added to my property profile podcast here. So you actually are going to be in front of the thousands of people. And I'm looking at my stats earlier today, and there's been over 12,500 total plays so far for my podcast. And this is something that I don't see slowing down from what I can tell. It's starting to ramp up. I'm working on some incredible stuff as we speak, and just wait until tomorrow's podcast. It's going to blow your mind. It's going to be a live podcast at the Rolling Stones concert with my number one top professional concierge, Tara Stubbins, who owns TakeItEasyToronto.ca. Just talking to her this morning, she is just an absolute fireball of energy, just amazing person, and is letting me come in and do a behind the scenes podcast with her. And for me, that kind of stuff, I live for. I mean, I'm not going to make a living doing my podcast, but definitely it's one of those things where it makes me very happy. And I think it just sort of keeps me sort of connected to, doing things that are, trying to help other businesses. And of course, with Tara's business, I have no problem, helping, making sure the world knows about what she does. She's been incredible for me in that respect. So for me, I'm just constantly trying to pay it forward and keep up. And I try to do that with as many local businesses, by the way. So if you own a local business, and we should be doing something together on some level, if you own a business in one of the neighborhoods that I'm going to be calling out today, so obviously the first top five was the homes. Again, that's Rosedale, Forest Hill, The Annex, St. Andrew Winfields, and The Bridal Path. If you own a business in this area or do business in this area, we should be connecting because, again, the people who are buying and selling in these areas are also your business clients, whatever it is you do. The next thing is the top five condos in terms of the, again, the top five sold condos in terms of the top five prices. So in those five, The Annex is actually there again. But also the waterfront area, of course, you know, the Queens Quay area is almost always on that list. Kingsway South, Casa Loma area, which I absolutely love spending any amount of time in Casa Loma for my tours, and the Bedford Park area. So that's the top five condos sold in Toronto this week. Again, for the full list, head over to mysoldreport.com, sign up for any of my reports that you want, or email me directly at paul.indrigo, I-N-D-R-I-G-O, at c21.ca, and we can start having a conversation. If you own a property in one of those areas, you really should make sure that your listing is being featured here. Why would you possibly make the mistake of under-marketing your property, especially if you're one of the top five homes or condos or lofts in the city? Why would you ever make the mistake of under-marketing your property and not telling the app, you know, everybody in the world, including the fact that my podcast is the top result for Toronto real estate on Spotify? There's so much more that you don't know about that, of course, you may not be, you know, you may not be told that this option's available to you, but believe me, it is not something you'll get just by hiring anyone. You cannot make that mistake of saying, well, I just, you know, I know this guy, or this guy sold a house down the street and I'm just going to go with him, or a family member did this and that and the other. Stop making those, again, foolish mistakes, especially when you're on the selling side. You should meet with me anyways, whether you're buying, selling, or renting. You should connect with me in person, hear what I have to say about what you're doing, and see if it makes sense for us to work together. And I can assure you that most of the time, if your intentions are good and you're looking for something, and you're looking for something that's, of course, giving you the most value possible, and where value must exceed cost in every situation, including you meeting me and vice versa. And then again, I really just want to work with the kind of people who are helpers, the ones that do good things for other people. So if you're someone that, you know, is really good at raising money for, you know, charities that are important to you, if you do a lot of volunteer work, I can tell you right now, we are going to get along very well. For the people that are not consumed in their own image and driving around a leased car and wearing, you know, clothes that they really can't afford, none of that shit impresses me. And I'll say that on a daily basis, and I don't care if it affects you. I don't care how rich you are. To me, it's your character that I'm judging. I'm looking at your character bank account. I've been doing real estate now for 20 years. So you can imagine I've met every walk of life. And some of the walks of life, I would much rather help someone with a very good character, very good soul, very good heart. I'd rather help them build an empire from scratch, which I have done, or rather than work with someone who has millions of dollars, but also has zero respect for people and just treats everybody like, you know, they belong to them. And I don't care. I've walked away from $3 million listings over the years because I just did not feel like this person was going to be somebody I wanted to work with. And more importantly, I didn't think that person was going to be referring anybody to me that would be worth working for either. Because for me, when I see or when I work with you, I'll be honest with you, if it's a really good relationship and we're getting along well, I'll see the lineup of people behind you that are just like you. And I've said this to clients of mine, I wish I could clone you. So I've said this to the good clients, and that's really what I try to do. I try to work with those kind of people, the ones that give back, the ones that, again, understand that it's way better to build longer tables than it is to build higher walls. And the theory of that is that if you have more than you need, you should really be doing something to help other people. So rather than showing me your pictures about where you're traveling around the world and how many cottages you have and your cars and all that stuff, show me how show other people how to get to the point where they want to get to financially. So, you know, whether it's, again, teaching people how to budget, which I've been doing that now for the last 2 or 3 years, I've added that to my success plans for buyers and sellers, is also budgeting. I've added some really cool new chapters to that course. So I want you to make sure that you sign up with me about that, because there's a big element in financial independence, and that includes freedom and not having anyone to have to, you know, be accountable to at a certain point in life. And you need to have a goal. You need to have a certain path to follow to get there. So my last top five is something that's really close to my heart, which is the lofts. I've been doing something called 10 lofts in a day tours since almost like the beginning of my career. And it was just something that I was always curious, and I remain curious about what lofts look like on the inside, because there's so many unique lofts, so many, especially the character hard lofts that were used to be other buildings. And of course, I constantly see that these are properties that are so unique, like one in a thousand. And sometimes they're just lumped into, you know, all the other condos that are on the market. And it just, I'm just telling you right now, it's a huge mistake. And some of you are leaving ridiculous amounts of money on the table. So I really do not want you to make this mistake anymore. Again, I started the @LoftSellers Twitter handle a few years ago, and there's thousands of followers there. Many of you are regulars on my weekly tours. So here's the top five, areas where there was a condo sold. So first one, there was some really great ones in Leslieville this week. There was Kensington Market was also in the top five. The Trinity Bellwoods area was in the top five. The Niagara area, which is not Niagara, Ontario, which is the Niagara part of downtown, which is like the King and Bathurst, King and Strawn area, King and Bathurst area, roughly speaking. And then lastly was the Roncesvalles area. I really, really love this area. And that was actually, again, one of the top five solds this week on the market. So much character there, so much, so many great people that I've helped over the years. So I've done the top five solds of homes, condos, and lofts. So if you've heard any of your neighborhoods on those lists and you live in any of those kind of properties, I really want to make sure that you reach out to me this week and let's connect about, just giving you an idea, maybe where your property value is at, possibly buying into one of these areas. I'm doing a lot more detailed research because, again, I want to make sure that you guys who are listening are getting the best information possible. For those of you who are really want to have, you know, the high goal set in life, and I'm not talking about just the money part of it. For me, that, you know, of course, there's a part of it that goes with that, but the fact is, and I'll always say it this way, that your health has to come first. I want to make sure that, you know, every time I'm working with someone, I'm actually, one of the secret benefits, just so you know, of my 10 lofts in a day or my 10 mansions in a day or my 10 homes in a day tours is the cardio benefit of it. I've sort of snuck that in right from the beginning, coming from a fitness background before real estate. My goal in those tours is to actually make you have or make you take 10,000 steps each time, which in about a 3-hour tour is actually what happens. And I've way before your phone could do that with using your Fitbit or whatever, I used to carry around the little pedometer to, you know, measure steps, and I was able to do that. So to figure that out, that, you know, not only, you know, when it's feasible, of course, not for everyone is it going to be possible. My tours are completely accessible by, you know, every mode you can imagine. Being the husband of someone who's legally blind, I understand that there are some limitations. So walking might not be easiest for you if you are, you know, in need of an assistant. That's something that I've also done for, again, you know, the fact my wife on a daily basis. So, I'm more than qualified to help you, again, if you've got the same issues that she has, or if you have anything else that, you know, is keeping you from being able to, or feeling like that you can go out and do this. Everyone can. So as long as you can, you know, show up to the property, most of them are quite accessible. Some of the older buildings even have something, they've even got like freight elevators on top. So they're even sometimes more spacious. anxious. So there's lots of stuff going on. But again, I want to make sure you guys understand that no one understands the importance of accessibility more than I do, and making sure that you guys get the best information from me on this podcast is what I'm what my goal is from, you know, from the beginning of this podcast to, you know, to wherever it's going to take me. And hopefully it'll take me to, you know, meeting with you and having a coffee and just, again, getting to know you. So thanks so much for tuning in. Have a great Canada Day weekend. Again, tune in tomorrow. You will not want to miss this episode. I do not know what the sound quality is going to be like, but I can assure you that there will be incredible music in the background of this podcast. It's definitely going to be one of a kind. I cannot wait. Talk to you guys soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.